iconoclastic modes, challenging, mocking, statue smashing. This noisy, combative activity comes to the attention of the city authorities. Abraham is arrested for advocating doctrines subversive of received religious truths. The city's ruler, Nimrod, debates with him, expecting to win him over. When Nimrod fails to do so, he condemns Abraham to death, dispatching him to a furnace. Standing in this furnace, the temperature rising, Abraham prays for a miracle. Save me from death. Liberate me from this society. The prayer is an acknowledgement of the failure of his project. Nimrod releases him, giving Abraham his miracle as he believes. Abraham one's life has come to an end. He becomes Abraham II, a man of faith, subordinating himself to God in all his exacting demands and thrilling, unlikely promises. Exiled from Ur by Nimrod, Abraham sets out for Haran, another Mesopotamian city. He lives there for many years with his wife, Sarah, and his nephew Lot, as a member of his father's household. His public activities in Haran differ from his Ur activities. He no longer asks his interlocutors to think for themselves. He invites them to surrender themselves to God. This second Abraham is the leader of an emerging sect. At a certain moment in this period, he's addressed by God. In this first message, Abraham is instructed to leave Haran and go to another land, leaving his father, Terach, behind. He complies, and after many adventures, God then makes another wrenching demand of Abraham. He must sacrifice on a mountain his son Isaac, the young man on whom the continuation of the familial and national line depends. This story is known in Hebrew as the Akedah, the binding. And as with the furnace, it too brings an Abraham life to an end. But with this second crisis, no further Abraham emerges. There is no Abraham III. In this sense, the Akedah represents an unsurpassed horizon for Abraham and for Jews thereafter, the master narrative of Jewish memory. It's not a miracle, it's a catastrophe. Abraham's life loses energy thereafter, and his story peters out. The scriptural account of the Abraham story begins with God's command to him in Haran and ends with Abraham's death in Hebron. No attention is paid to the Ur period. A good deal of attention is paid to the post-Akedah period. My biography departs from this account by upending its distribution of attention. I pay considerable attention to the Ur period. I pay little attention to the post-Akedah period. I was encouraged to recast the life thus by Moses Maimonides' Mishneh Torah and The Guide of the Perplexed. These texts are very interested indeed in the Ur period, while tending to regard Abraham's story as essentially complete at the end of the Akedah, the last of the 10 tests understood to structure his life. I argue for an essential symmetry in Abraham's life, then. Abraham 1 rejects his society's beliefs, but engages with its members. Abraham 2 rejects all the members, save for those few ready to follow him toward an unknown destination. Abraham 1 is essentially alone, engaged in